Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Do you ever find yourself frustrated because you're not getting as much out of preaching as you'd like to? While it's most convenient to blame the preacher, consider that there may be a problem with your own heart. In light of the upcoming Youth Summit, join Dr. Van Gelderen now to learn how you can be prepared for preaching.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Jim Van Gelderen, and I'm broadcasting today from Chesapeake, Virginia at the Great Hope Baptist Church. We've been here this week conducting some revival meetings, also preaching in the Christian school and doing some things with them. And tonight, Friday night here, we will be having our final service and a big youth night and trusting God to work in many hearts. I'm excited about tonight, trusting that many young people will be touched. We gave an invitation today in chapel, and we're thrilled when most of the young people stepped out that this week God had worked in their heart and they had responded, and they want God to continue to work in their life and that decision that they made to be life-changing. Well, we want to mention something that's coming up. You probably know this, but just 2 weeks away, in fact, less than 2 weeks now, we'll begin an annual thing that we do now with The Generation every year called the Generation Youth Summit. And we use the theme Cola Clash Plus. Some of you have attended, but many of you have not been able to attend. And even though it's a last minute, if you are still able to come, we'd love to have you. And of course, it's going to be starting on Wednesday, October 17th, going all the way through Friday night, the 19th of October. And we're very excited about all the Lord is going to do in hearts and lives. In fact, as I was thinking about this podcast, I thought to myself, what would I tell somebody who was heading to something like the Generation Youth Summit, where there's going to be concentrated preaching and an opportunity for God to work in their heart and their life? And certainly a verse came to mind that I actually preached on last night, many verses, but this was just one. And it's found in James 4:6. Some of you have memorized it, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. And certainly, I would encourage any young person going into a revival meeting, or even Sunday church for that matter, or youth camp, or the Generation Youth Summit, or War of Special Forces, or anything where there's going to be concentrated preaching, is to go in with a heart of humility. Now, God says right here that he gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. Years ago, when I did a study of that word resist, it's quite an interesting word. It comes out of military terminology. And the idea of the olden days when you would see a line of soldiers locked, shield to shield, marching forward, and the idea would be a lone soldier trying to resist that line of soldiers, which would almost be impossible. It'd be certain suicide. You would be resisted, pushed back, probably killed. In modern terminology, we, of course, have never experienced that kind of warfare. In modern terminology, I would think of football. Sometimes some of the great defenses of the past have had a front four that even sometimes had a nickname. I remember back in the 1970s, the Los Angeles Rams had a front line, a defensive line. It was called the Fearsome Foursome. In the 1980s, the Chicago Bears were called the Monsters of the Midway, and they had a front line, a very fearsome front line, and anchoring that front line right in the middle was number 72, Richard. They called him the Refrigerator Perry out of Clemson University, and I think he was weighed in excess of 300 pounds, and was quite a big line. So here's the picture. If you had the football and were instructed to run through the Fearsome Foursome or those Monsters of the Midway, some front line like that, you would be resisted. Probably driven back 5 yards, and if you're like me, you'd probably be buried, half buried before the play was over, and maybe even it'd be over. Certainly, we understand what it means to be resisted. Now, the amazing thing about pride is God resists it. Young person, when you come to hear preaching, if you're proud, you will find the resistance of God Almighty. But if you're humble, you'll get grace. That's just God getting involved in your life. It's a gift. It's God supernaturally doing things in and through your life. That is gracious because it's certainly not deserved. Grace is a wonderful thing. I don't have time to fully develop it, but joy is grace. When God gives us joy, he gives us fulfillment, he gives us satisfaction, he gives us strength to do spiritually things that only he can enable us to do. So many different aspects of grace. But it comes to the humble. Now, let me just give you two aspects of humility versus pride. Humility is honesty and pride is dishonesty. What I mean by that is humility is not trying to act like you're something you're not. Could I put this? Humility is fine with expressing where you are spiritually in an expectation that Jesus can solve your problems. He can move you forward. It's, how do I put it? An expectant openness. It's a divinely optimistic openness. It's certainly, I have problems, there's needs in my life, but Jesus can meet my needs. And we're not trying to act like we're something we're not, because we're completely satisfied and expectant that what problems we do have, Jesus can solve the problem. And he's the answer. So we don't try to act like we're something we're not. We don't try to put a face on and cover our sin and not let anybody know that we got some issues and try to act perfect when we're not. That pride is acting like we're something we're not. One of the problems with social media, and certainly social media has pitfalls. Certainly some people use it for good, though it takes a lot of discipline, a lot of right decisions. But the point is, a lot of times social media is a problem because people act like they're something they're not. That's pride. God resists it. Now, we're talking about appropriate honesty. It doesn't mean you go up to every person and tell them every problem you have. But there's an openness in your life. There's an openness with your parents. It's an openness with your youth pastor, others that love you and care about you, about where you are spiritually and their needs in your life. But it's not just it's not a depressed openness. It's a faith openness. It's an expectancy that although there's issues in my life, I'm really looking to Jesus to solve them, to help me grow. And so it's an optimistic, divinely optimistic openness. And of course, in opposition to pride, which is acting like everything's okay when it's not. And you come to the Clash Plus here, the Generation Youth Summit, come with a humble heart, an openness, asking God to show you where you can grow and give you the expectancy that he indeed can give you victory where you've been defeated. So certainly that's one contrast, okay? So honesty, being honest and open about who we are versus dishonesty, acting like we're something we're not. The other aspect is honesty is dependence. It's God, I need you. Kind of goes along with the first one, but it's God, I need you. Pride is God, I don't need you. Though we'd never say it, we act like it. And sometimes we just go throughout life. And if you never pray or pray very little, then you're proud. Because prayerlessness is, somebody called it, the declaration of independence. It's basically saying, I don't need God. Without saying it, that's what you're saying. If you pray 5 minutes or less, young person, I'm not trying to be unkind, but you're proud. Because you're acting like you don't need God when you desperately need him. And pride is certainly something of independence, where humility is dependence. God, I need you. And now, young people, let me encourage you in your walk with God. Be a young person that has humility, an openness, an expectant openness. God is working. And do not be someone who's trying to put a big face on, throw up a mask, and living in independence of God, not trusting God to do in your life what you desperately need to have done. If you are coming to the Generation Youth Summit, would you come with a humble heart? And I know God will meet with you. He will grace you because he says he will. Don't come with a proud heart. God resists the proud. And young person, let me encourage you in your walk with God to keep that humble attitude toward him. Now, I hope you'll pray for us in this The Generation Youth Summit coming up here in just less than 2 weeks now. Pray for us. Pray that we'd have a wonderful time. If you're not able to come, you can certainly pray. And if last minute you can come, we'd love to have you. You might even check your plane flight. Sometimes there's good deals last minute. We'd love to have you, even last minute if you're able to come. I know the registrations this year are higher than they've ever been at this point, and we're certainly grateful for that. But we're excited about it, and we trust in God to do great work. So young people, keep on, press on the journey, and keep your heart dependent on God, and keep an appropriate openness toward those that love you. And I know God will grace you. Okay, remember the battle cry, total surrender to the will of God and total dependence on his grace to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's THEE generation.org.